Celebration in a Ukrainian city. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Residents in Kherson are jubilant after Russia began withdrawing troops from the southern port city.
After 8 months of Russian occupation, residents experienced their first full day without Moscow in charge. Locals were out waving flags, hugging newly arrived Ukrainian troops, singing patriotic songs. Power, water, food, medicine, communications either being rushed in or repaired. Russian troops left the city and region, making their way on a makeshift bridge across a nearby river. The other bridge is blown up. The latest reports say some Russian soldiers remain in the area, clashing with Ukrainian forces or trying to blend in.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan calling the withdrawal a victory. President Biden in Cambodia, where he addressed members of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
ASEAN is the heart of my administration's Indo-Pacific strategy, and we continue to strengthen our commitment to work in lockstep with an empowered, unified ASEAN.
The president will meet with leaders of South Korea and Japan on Sunday before leaving for the G20 summit in Indonesia. Democrats getting a bit of relief after Arizona incumbent Senator Mark Kelly was declared the winner over Republican challenger Blake Masters. Kelly speaking to supporters in Phoenix.
No one party has a monopoly on good ideas or the support of voters.
It's now down to two races, which will determine which party controls the Senate, Nevada and Georgia. And the FAA says two World War II-era aircraft, a B-17 and a Bell P-63 King Cobra, collided at an air show in Dallas. It's not known how many people were on both aircraft. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's been some problems with new Twitter chief Elon Musk's plan to charge $8 a month for verifiable accounts. Fox's Tom Rigotti reports.
Before Musk took over last month, the blue check had been granted to celebrities and journalists verified by the platform. Now anyone that has a phone, credit card, and $8 can get one, and that's resulted in a flood of imposter accounts approved by Twitter, including Musk's own, Tesla and SpaceX. Nintendo, Lockheed Martin, and various pro sports athletes were also impersonated. Another imposter account tweeted that insulin was free, forcing pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly to post an apology. This comes as many advertisers have put their Twitter business on hold following massive layoffs and high-profile departures. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The beleaguered cryptocurrency platform FTX is now facing more problems. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
The same day cryptocurrency company FTX filed for bankruptcy and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried resigned, FTX reportedly sent out an alert that it had been hacked. CoinDesk reports the message went out Friday on FTX's official Telegram channel after $600 million in crypto mysteriously left the company's wallets. Earlier, FTX's general counsel Ryan Miller tweeted the company's investigating abnormalities with wallet transfers but did not provide specifics. At issue in the FTX bankruptcy is what happened to all the billions it raised from investors. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Authorities in the northern French city of Lille say a four-story building collapsed, but everyone had been evacuated after a resident reported seeing cracks in the structure before dawn. Officials are crediting the man for saving many lives. One person was pulled from the rubble, but suffered only minor injuries. I'm Joe Chiel, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.